So growing up in a musical family and you studied classical singing, how did these experiences shape your approach to songwriting and performing?
I think the big one in terms of performing is like with studying for classical music, you spend like 6-7 months learning particular songs, learning everything off by heart, making sure that you get the phrasing right, everything right, to then, you know, do your final exam. And I think learning to deal with that like pressure and the nerves of heading into a room and you're about to be like, I don't know, people are going to be judging you and making notes on the songs or whatever. I think that's prepared me really well just for like the live show space, and being able to just step into it, have fun and be free in it, which is really important. I think in terms of the songwriting side of things, I think that's more just been through life and through stepping out into this world of songwriting. I don't know if any course you do or anything can actually necessarily like teach you that, but it's more just being like being free to just try and express myself as much as possible.
I mean, I think that's what everybody's trying to do, right? You've described your music as happy sad.
Yes.
So can you talk about how you blend upbeat melodies with emotional lyrics and why that contrast resonates with you?
Sure. I think I always want to try and write from the heart, write things that mean something.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I also really want to dance. Yeah. So I could sit with my guitar and just try and write a whole bunch of sad acoustic songs. But I think for me that's not necessarily like the full Will Lindley. You know, a show of mine is like very energetic, very chaotic, lots of dancing, and that's really important to me. I want people to come to a show and leave feeling like high on life and excited, rather than like having been through an emotional roller coaster for like an hour and a half, you know, which I think is important as well, but for me personally it's to just get people dancing.
Yeah, awesome. That's fun. I love to dance. Everybody loves to dance, so that's a good thing. Your debut single, Miss Me When You're Gone, found a global audience through TikTok before it was officially released. How did social media play a role in your career, and what was it like seeing that song gain such traction?
Oh, it was a childhood dream come true. It was so cool. I think it was just wild seeing music reach people from all around the world, and I was from like the southernmost tip of Africa. You know, like that's just so wild to me. But it really was like a little dream come true. And then it was like, okay, cool, let's do this thing. Let's put it out, let's do music, let's really see what we can do.
Awesome. Can you share the story behind writing Miss Me When You're Gone and what inspired the song's message?
I wrote it during COVID. It was when like the whole world had shut down and there was nothing else for anybody to do, and I was just in my bedroom, I was just writing songs. And one of those songs was a song called Miss Me When You're Gone, and I'd kind of sent my producer a bunch of different ideas, and he was like, that idea is quite cool, like maybe sit with that for a little bit. I sat with it, tried writing a whole bunch of different things, and eventually we landed on the idea of, you know, Miss Me When You're Gone and missing the person that you are, you know, around somebody that you love and they're no longer with you, you know, and kind of honing in on that idea and that concept was really important.
So your debut EP, Kill All My Feelings, received critical acclaim and was a hit on the radio. What was the creative process like for this project, and how did you choose which songs to include?
Oh man, well, everything was all Zoom. That EP, which, you know, it's a couple years older now, but that was all Zoom, and it was really fun. But I think when we started moving into the Magic EP world and that type of thing, that was a lot more like in-person writing, and so that first EP, Kill All My Feelings, was just a lot of Zoom sessions because I was back in South Africa, I wasn't spending a lot of time in America, and it was really, it was very much that debut EP of like, let's just get music out there, and then when it came to Magic, we were really trying to like hone in on the vision of it.
You've had the opportunity to perform at major festivals and open for One Republic, which is so very cool. How have these live experiences influenced your growth as an artist?
Oh man, it's just like, whenever do you get to perform on a stage like that? You know, like to an arena of 10,000 people, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, that's silly. I think the big thing for me was just like, this may never ever happen again. Enjoy it, have fun. And it's so cool to be playing on speakers that are that big and really being able to feel the show and perform in a space that like I would hope I can do it again sometime.
Yeah.
But you never really know. You've got to take a day at a time. But that was such a blessing and so epic to do.
Yeah, awesome. know, growing up in South Africa influenced your music and artist identity?
Yeah, I think a lot of it's very community driven. South Africa is very community based, and so it's about like making music with people that I love. I think in terms of sonics, I'm still figuring that out. You know, I think like as an artist, you continually go through changes and you figure things out, and yeah, you kind of like build the world and figure out the world a lot more. But I think in terms of like in terms of sonics, it's just it comes and goes. And I think I'm really wanting to lean more into like the Afropop space and figure things out. But we'll kind of take it as it comes.
Nice. And you are such a young artist. What advice would you give to other young artists?
Just don't stop writing. Keep writing. I think that's the biggest thing. It really is a little bit of a muscle, and just keep on doing it. I've found that there have been times when I've stopped writing for months, and then I try again. I'm like, oh wait, I don't know how to write a song. It's all part of it. You just got to take it as it comes, but don't stop writing.
Awesome. That's everything I have. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Yo. Be on my stage 4:30.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No.
Definitely.
But we'll be doing very, that. Very, very. Yeah. Just grateful to be here. And it's so cool to kind of continue the dream and have these things happen.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Chicago. Welcome to Lollapalooza.
Thank
you. It's your first time.
Thank you.
And yeah,
thank
that's you. All I have.